So the epistle for the Feast of the Precious Blood is taken from Hebrews chapter 9. Brethren, Christ, being come a high priest of the good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, and not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and of oxen and the ashes of a heifer, being sprinkled, sanctify such as are defiled, to the cleansing of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who by the Holy Ghost offered himself without spot to God, cleanse our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And therefore he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of his death for the redemption of those transgressions which were under the former testament, they that are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 19. At that time Jesus, therefore, when he had taken the vinegar, said, "It is consummated." And bowing his head, he gave up the ghost. Then the Jews, because it was the Parashabeh, that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath day, for that was a great Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came, and they broke the legs of the first and of the other that was crucified with him. But after they came to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it hath given testimony, and his testimony is true. Please be seated. One drop for mankind outpoured. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So in the celebration of the Feast of the Most Precious Blood of our Lord, we start this month that is dedicated to his most precious blood. And our Lord, we know, obviously, is the Redeemer of the world, Redeemer of mankind, appointed specifically by Almighty God for that, to shed his most precious blood. We know that he shed his blood in the circumcision, he shed his blood in his agony and his passion, and then obviously finally on the cross itself. And so one drop of his blood would have been sufficient, but our Lord showed to us that he emptied himself out of love for all of us. We see at the end of the gospel of how one of the soldiers took his spear and put it in the side of our Lord, and out came the water and the blood. And so last month we celebrated, obviously, the love of the Sacred Heart, illustrated through his mercy, but by his willingness to shed his most precious blood in order for us to be redeemed. So we can say this is an application of the love and mercy of our Lord. And that is something that if you look at the litany to the most precious blood, you see how the church recognizes these things of what our Lord did for us, his love for us. And that is something that we have to try to understand and to look at ourselves, of how much that our Lord loved us and how much he was willing to suffer all of these things for us. And so therefore, we have to try to show our love back to him. Otherwise, we recognize the fact that our Lord could shed his blood for us in vain. And so that's what we have to try to look at spiritually in trying to understand for our soul. Are we taking advantage of the shedding of our Lord's most precious blood? And that's why, for the coming pilgrimage, we're going to focus on, obviously, the Sacred Heart, focus on his love for us, and then for us to try to see how we need to follow him. Specifically, one of the intentions will be for, vocations, trying to foster vocations. But this following of our Lord, because of his love for us, and that's for each of us. That's not just then in the sense of maybe those that are religious or trying to follow the religious life. All of us have the obligation to follow our Lord. And we have it in our, according to our state in life. And so that's why I think it will be good for us then to try to focus on that for this pilgrimage. Focusing on following our Lord, you know. Our Lord even says, if you want to follow him, come deny yourself, take up your cross, and then follow him. And so that call is given to each and every one of us. So certainly we need to try to look at that in terms of our own spiritual life. St. Thomas Aquinas, in his hymn, the Adoro Te, you know, that's where he says, the one drop for mankind outpoured, again, coming back to this idea in this sense of it would only have taken one drop of our Lord's blood, and we would have been redeemed. But yet, we see how much our Lord loved us, how much he sacrificed for us, in hoping for us to see that. And so therefore, by seeing that, well, then we extend our love given to him. And that is what he's looking for. And I mentioned, you know, when the Sacred Heart appeared to St. Margaret Mary, of how he said, the coldness of souls because of turning their back on what he has given to us, done for us, that is what has hurt our Lord the most. And that's why he asked St. Margaret Mary to console him. And that is the purpose of, you know, the first Fridays, and when we look at, to console the Sacred Heart. And so it's interesting to see how St. Thomas Aquinas, he highlights that power that is given in the precious blood of our Lord. Of how just one drop would have been enough. But yet our Lord goes further than that. And so that's why then the reminder to us, what we witness this through the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. A good number of you made the effort to come out for ordinations. Again, got to reward you for your generosity in making that trip. One, to show the support to Father McManus. But then also just to witness that these young men now are given the power to offer the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Many different things are illustrated in the ceremony itself. You know, one, their hands are consecrated with the holy oils, wrapped in linen. Father McManus told me that his sister, who is a nun with the Dominicans, she designed his miniturgia that he had, that he used for that ceremony. And so from that, it's wrapped, their hands are wrapped in that. And then after that, they're purified, their hands. But it illustrates that they have the ability now to offer this sacrifice. The sacrifice that our Lord shed his blood on Calvary. Now the priest has the ability to do that same sacrifice at every Mass. Yes, in an unbloodied manner, but it is still the saving precious blood of our Lord that the priest drinks from in the chalice. And so then also in the ceremony, they touch, you know, a chalice, they touch the paten, because these are the instruments of that mystery that is going to take place. And so from that, we see that, but you have that opportunity every Mass that you attend to witness that shedding of the precious blood of our Lord. As I say, yes, in an unbloodied manner, but it is the same sacrifice. And that is why the beauty of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass itself, and how important each Mass we attend, and the graces that are extended to us by the Masses that you attend. I mean, it's something for us just to contemplate, to think about, to consider, as I say, especially in this month that is dedicated to the precious blood. And so it would be a good thing to try to see, are there more Masses I could maybe attend, different feast days, different things, especially during this month, because of this tie and this connection with the precious blood of our Lord. He shed his blood for us to redeem us. And that's why I say, many souls, it will be shed in vain for them, because they will not end up saving their soul. And so therefore, that price of our redemption was our Lord's blood. That connection, that understanding of that, of how much then we appreciate what our Lord sacrificed for us and did for us. You know, understanding that in a greater manner will help us in our spiritual life. Hopefully it will also change our life too. And truly understanding when we come to confession, it is, again, our Lord's blood that is dropped upon us to sanctify that soul, to cleanse that soul as they come out of the confessional. So take advantage of these sacraments, take advantage of these opportunities that we have, you know, to not allow our Lord's blood to be shed in vain for you. And it says in the Collect of the Mass, by its power be so defended from the evils of this present life. I mean, it's a beautiful intention that the colic gives to us an understanding that by that shedding of that blood, it is a protection for us, a protection from the evil of this world. So again, coming back to the idea of taking advantage of the sacraments, taking advantage of the masses that you attend, it will be a protection for you. Again, if you understand it properly, if you take advantage of those graces, it will be something that will be protecting you from this modern world. So often we lament the fact of how the modern world has gone. The church gives to us answers to at least to protect us, to at least help us in that struggle with the modern world. It is the sacraments. The holy sacrifice of the Mass, it is through confession, you know, coming to benediction. All of these different things will be a means to help our souls. So if we're looking for answers, if we're looking for ways to offset the temptations of this world, I mean, come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Receive the sacraments. Receive our Lord. You know, go off and go frequently to confession. These will be means that will help you. I mean, obviously, we have to do our part. We have to stay away from the occasions of sins, too. But at the very least, do these things, you know, trying to go toward being, you know, coming to Mass more frequently, using the sacraments, bettering our soul that way. Well, that's why it says in the Collect of the Mass, and that's, we talk about the theme that is usually given for a Mass. It shows to us the importance of the shedding of the precious blood, but it also shows to us how it will help us in a practical manner, an everyday life. That it will help us, helping us from the evils of this present world. So take these things into consideration. Pray for the graces. You know, as I mentioned, look at the litany to the precious blood. Maybe make it a practice of trying to say, maybe with your family rosary, of how the precious blood was shed for us. And how through it being shed for us, that it will also be a means to sanctify our souls. And so therefore, it's good for us to ask the question, has our Lord shed his blood for us in vain right now? Have we not utilized and wasted this show of his love? And if so, come back to the sacraments. You know, at this Mass, ask for the graces that you need to be strong in being able to come back to the sacraments and staying within God's grace, so that his blood wouldn't be shed for you in vain. Because as we say in the liturgy, thou hast redeemed us, O Lord, in thy blood. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.